Just kidding.
I'm like, if you want to do it, okay, do the whole damn thing. Man.
Go ahead. You got it. Don't go ahead.
Welcome, everyone, to Chicken, Sex, and Degrees, where we talk about life's lessons, its pleasures, and its achievements. I am Makita.
I'm Monica. Hey.
Well, are you sure about that? It seemed like you were uncertain about who you were for a second.
Yeah. I was thinking, who did I feel like being today? I just ate this curry chicken, and you know, I don't like spicy food, but this wasn't spicy, so I was very happy that it wasn't spicy. I should have put a little salt in it, but
you probably didn't eat it.
I've been eating like shit. Yeah, I didn't eat this food at all. I mean, at this point, my belly's on my lap, so it just is what the fuck it is.
Try again tomorrow. That's always my motto. Like, I'll try to do better tomorrow.
We'll see.
All I know is Oprah.
We'll see brighter days.
And she doesn't gain a pound.
He's what?
So. Bread.
Bread?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been eating bad these couple days. But it's cool. Anyway, what's up? What's up, girlfriend? What's up? What's up, girlfriend? Tell me what's what you up, did this up? Weekend. Ow.
Yay.
What's up?
I've moved this weekend, so I'm exhausted on the inside and the outside, but also like very excited. I like my new neighborhood a whole lot, so I'm excited to continue to explore it. But it's hot as hell. Yeah, I'm also very excited about Insecure. That's like one of my favorite shows, so I'm hype about it.
What time that come on?
10, I want to say.
Oh, it come on so late. Okay, I'm gonna just have to watch it in the morning.
Oh dang, what time you
did you watch Queens?
I have not watched Queens yet, and I want to. Did you watch it?
I haven't. I didn't, but it's on my to-do list to watch, but I haven't watched it yet. It's on my to-do list. I heard that it was a pretty decent show, though. I heard that it was pretty decent.
Yeah.
I think their little music and stuff is corny, but...
Really? I haven't heard any of their music yet, but I like Eve. Yeah. I like Brandy, so...
Yeah, I like Notori Naughton too.
Yeah, I don't know. Everybody loves Sasha. Her artistry. I mean, she's obviously a really good singer, but yeah.
I mean, what you need to know besides her being a power and Lil' Kim? That wasn't enough.
Well, I was more so talking about the music. Like, yes, she's a great actress, but you were so, I was thinking about their music.
We gave up on her when she was like 16. We don't give a damn about her. We don't. but yeah, no, it's on my to do list to watch. I just got to be in the mood to retain it, you know what I mean, and not fall asleep through it, so.
Yeah, some shows are meant to be falling asleep on, though, you know?
Absolutely, for real, Boston Legal is a great show to fall asleep on. If anybody's looking for a show to fall asleep on, you should watch Boston Legal.
Oh, I'll keep that
It's really
mind.
Good. I feel like if it was to be on air this time, I feel like they probably would have got into a lot of trouble because they have like a lot of like racist, like underlying racist homophobia type shit happening in it, like little comments and stuff they be making, little slick shit. So I feel like they probably would definitely be canceled in this culture. But
wasn't Taraji on there?
Yeah, I think she was on there, but I don't think she had like a big role. I think she came in as either like a client or like another lawyer or some shit. And then somebody, I feel like one of the white males like her or some shit like that. But yeah, I don't know. Hell, I'd be falling asleep through it. So who knows? She probably was a damn maid or some shit. I don't know. I'd be halfway asleep through it. But she did come on there. And I think through one of my sleep sessions, I seen her like in a suit. So she must have been something. But anyway, that's a great show to fall asleep on.
Got it. I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah,
just for that.
Yep.
Put What's it on. Been up with you,
girl. Everything. This weekend I went to a comedy show. Went to go see Dion Cole.
He's pretty funny.
He's funny. Yeah, I think he's funny. I seen his first Netflix stand up and it was pretty good. And then I like him on Black-ish and on Grown Up. So first he's like really grown-ish. Big. Oh, Grown Up. Grown-ish. and then he's like really into like house music. I mean, well, I guess that makes sense because he's from Chicago, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, yesterday he was talking about he was spinning at this little bar somewhere in D.C. So he was actually there DJing with house music and all that good stuff. So, yeah, it was a pretty good show. Friday, my friend had a birthday party, so we went there. I met up with some other friends there. And then today I went to work, you know. And yesterday I hung out with my mentee. I took her to get a facial. Like, puberty's been hitting her hard. So, so she's just going through like her little acne phase, basically. So I took her just to go get like a facial, and she liked it. They like did these extraction face, you know, like to get the whiteheads out, and she was like, "Ooh, that hurt." I was like, "I know, it did." But the girl got like the whiteheads out of her face, so. Yeah, so I'm gonna try to like, I mean, them fucking facials is like $100, so I don't think we're gonna be doing it every month.
Girl, that's beautiful that you even did that, though.
Like, yeah, I mean, I know, right? I don't know if people really be spending that much on there, but I feel like I justify it by, you know, just teaching her how to take care of her skin. You know, she's like, mm-hmm. I just rinse it with water. So I'm like, girl. So I'm gonna try to get her some like little products to use on her face to try it out. But I don't think we're gonna go every month, but I think maybe every other month, maybe just like a couple times a year. But
I think you got it right with like teaching her how to take care of her own skin, though. Like, that's like the biggest thing.
Yeah, especially at this age, because I know she's always like complaining how her skin, she has like really oily skin. And it's not like she has like big pimples. It's just like her skin texture is very bumpy. So it almost looks like if she just has hives all over her face, you know what I mean? Like, they're like little small, little just very bumpy texture. So we're gonna do that. Then we went to try the Popeyes hottie sauce from Megan Thee Stallion.
What does that taste like?
Girl, it tastes like sweet and sour sauce with Tabasco. That's it. Like, seriously, it tastes like if you go get some Polynesian sauce from Chick-fil-A, put some goddamn Tabasco on that bitch, stir it around. There you go. That's what you got. So it wasn't trash. Like, I was just like, huh.
Like, I could have made this myself.
Yeah, it wasn't nothing special. I mean, it wasn't as spicy as I thought it was going to be, though, too. Because, you know, again, I don't like spicy food. So it was durable. So I enjoyed it. I ate some of it, but, you know, we just want to try it because, you know, we're consumers of culture. And that's about it. That's all I've been doing. I was sleeping before this, you know, I'm always tired. And yeah. That's all I got to say. I don't know what else that's I was about to say. I was going somewhere.
You got lost on the way, though. It'd be like that.
Yeah, I had some banana pudding downstairs. I was thinking about, but I just said I need to eat better. Shit, it's hard.
It is hard. It's sweets for me. Like,
yeah,
that's like the hard thing. But
me too. It's sweets and it's socializing. Like, if people didn't ask me to hang out and come to birthday parties and do this and do that, I probably would be so skinny. You know, but I just feel like if I'm going to kick it, like, I don't want to fucking be on a restricted diet. But like, when I'm home by myself, I'm able to, you know, be a little bit more consistent diet and shit like that. But when people want to hang out, and like last night when I went to the casino, I wasn't really starving, but then my friend was kind of like, "Ooh, they got banana pudding." So I was like, "Ooh." And then we stood in line to get it. Then like, then we got fried chicken. And like, you know, and it's just like, it's like eating is really a love language. Like, eating together, eating with people you like and you love, like, it's a love language.
Yeah, it's something to do. Like,
yeah,
yeah, it's like one of my favorite pastimes, and that's a problem.
And it's not like I love food. Like, I'm not one of the people who I like love food. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Like, I eat to live for sure, but I love to socialize, and that involves food, I guess.
See, my problem is I love food.
Oh, see.
Like, I'm trying to change my like relationship. I don't think I overindulge or anything, though. So.
Nah, but I think for me, I'm not a fan of like fad diets or anything like that. I just always try to operate from like a place of mindful eating. So I'm like, okay, I didn't had 6 slices of pizza. Maybe I can just eat 3. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, Because the thing is we can all say like, oh, we eat bad food in moderation, but moderation is subjective. Like moderation is different. Like my version of moderation and your version of moderation are not the same. I could be like, oh, 3 is my, you know, is enough for me. And you could be like, oh, well, 6 is enough for me. You know what I mean? Like, so it just depends. So I feel like eating in moderation is not necessarily a good lifestyle or way to describe how you want to be healthy, because we don't really know what moderation looks like. You know what I mean? It could be eating fucking 5 days, whatever. So moral of the story is I'm not sick today either. Do you hear this voice? Crystal clear.
Your throat don't sound clear. Like, it what's is. That in there? Is it a throat when baby? I got from... Or is it phlegm? Like,
definitely who? No throat baby. When I got back from Cancun, I wasn't really sick in Cancun. When I got back from Cancun, I did have like a little congestion, but it's been clearing up ever since. So I don't know. I've been feeling fine though. Sometimes, and I seen, did you watch that movie Made on Netflix?
No.
You didn't? So there's just like this scene where like she lives in this apartment and there's like mold everywhere and her daughter gets like super, super sick. So in my mind, I was like, oh my God, what if I have mold in my house? Like for real,
this because is I'm why always they shouldn't sick. Give y'all TV.
So I'm literally like, I've been looking and I'm like, what if there's like mold in my fucking, like maybe that's the reason why I'm always sick. But then, you know, my housemate, she don't be sick at all. So I'm like, okay.
She might not be allergic to mold though. We know that you are.
We don't know that.
I thought we found out you were allergic to penicillin. That's why you couldn't take those antibiotics.
Right. What's that got to do with mold?
Penicillin is mold.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
I wasn't really talking to my friend, but my friend who's like really like into health shit, she's listened to the episode where we were talking about the immune system. And just to give you guys an update, she said that having a low number of like white blood cells is not necessarily a bad thing. She said, because if you have a higher number of white blood cells, that means that your body is actively fighting something off. So then that would be a problem.
I got you.
You know what I mean? So like having a low number is okay, but when you get to skyrocket, it means something wrong. Something popping in that body, something trying to fight, you know, the infection off. She said a whole bunch of other shit. I can't remember it all.
Wow. But, so this could all be out of context. Sorry.
No,
guys.
That is what she said. That is that little sentence is for sure what she said. The other stuff she said, I think you can't make more white blood cells. I don't know. But low number is fine. Doesn't necessarily mean it's not your white blood cells is like bad. You're always getting sick. You'd be concerned when you have a high number, a super high number, you know? So anyway, that was just your guys's health update brought to you guys by Monica, sponsored by Rite Aid. So, you know, special. You know, do you have any plans for Halloween though?
At this moment, no. Yeah, no. Huh. Trying to decide, like, do I want to dress up? I definitely think if we're in the house, I'm going to be passing out candy for sure.
If they come, fucking kids don't even that come no more. Them little motherfuckers just want you to digitally goddamn.
I'm not about to cash app
fucking some candy or some shit, because I've been here and I ain't never had no kid knock on my damn door for no damn candy.
That's sad, man.
I know. I think one year I had got a whole bunch of candy and nobody came, and then I was like, never again, bastards. So, I'm actually dressing up this year though, because I don't really like Halloween. I haven't dressed up since I was like maybe 11, 12. But damn. My friend is having a Halloween party and it's like a sexy costume. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna be committed. So I got 2 costumes. I got a Hooter Girls outfit and then I got a Playboy Bunny outfit. And the Playboy Bunny, I got them both from Amazon. Playboy Bunny outfit fit like huge, so I had to order a new fucking outfit from Fashion Nova. So hopefully that's supposed to come like I think Wednesday or some shit. So I want to be a Playboy Bunny. I'm getting my makeup done and shit, you know. I'm gonna be fully committed to this outfit. I just need it to work out, and yeah, I'm excited. So I'm gonna have like a little pregame over here. It's Friday, so I'm gonna have a pregame over here Friday. I'm gonna get some food and stuff because I think like maybe 5 of my friends is coming, and I'm just hoping some friends that are coming, I'm hoping that they have good energy, because I'm just not in the mood for fucking bad energy, especially when I be having a good time, you know, and it's only when you bring somebody to something, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When you bring somebody to a function, you're kind of like responsible for them in a way, you know what I mean? Especially like if they don't know anybody. So if they kind of sit and have like a bad attitude or just like nasty energy, you're kind of like, you feel it more because you brought them. So it's like, I have to kind of always be on guard and be looking like, okay, well, they talking, they good, they need anything, you know what I mean? Like, so I'm just hoping that that's not the case this weekend, because
I have a question about that. So like, how do you define like what's bad energy versus somebody that's just like kind of like chilling to themselves?
Right. So bad energy to me is like when you kind of purposely look for a negative. You know what I mean? When like you're talking to somebody and you're like, oh, well, she was looking at me like this and blah, 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 blah. So I don't know. She must blah, blah, blah. It's like, girl, that girl ain't fucking paying you no mind. Anybody worried about you? Like, the fuck? Like, go sit down somewhere. Go enjoy yourself. Talk to somebody. Oh, you want to eat? No, I don't want to eat. Like, just weirdo shit. You know what I mean? And I do think there are people who, you know, they take a while to warm up. You know what I mean? Like, it takes a while for you to be friendly, for you to, you know, you got to observe the room. But I think that sometimes people are not even really aware of their energy. You know what I mean? Like, they're not even aware of how like draining their fucking energy is. Maybe they are aware, but it's just always interesting to me when you go places with people and then they have like bad energy. I'm always like, one, why the fuck did you come? Like, why did you come? Like, if you was gonna have bad energy, you could have stayed the fuck at home. Two, like, you don't see that your bad energy is affecting everybody else, because yes, people could easily just be like, fuck her, she'll, you know, enjoy it, she'll figure it out, or just leave her to herself. But if you roll with somebody, if you came with somebody, it's like, I feel like you kind of just have that sense of like responsibility.
I could see that. But then also, I feel like you're an adult. Like, you knew what you signed up for. When we agreed to go such and such place, that meant we're going to be around people. I'm going to be talking to people, meeting people, mingling or whatever. You can do the same or you cannot. But don't expect me to, like, cater to your every need, like, for the whole night. Like, I do think there is a level of responsibility, like, I'm going to introduce you to the hosts, the people that I know, show you where the bathroom is, maybe get you your first drink, get you your first plate. But if all night you don't want to like really socialize or do nothing, like, I'm going to step to the side. Or even vice versa, like, as a person that's broad, like, I don't expect you to stand by me every night if you want to do some other stuff and I'm like not on it. Like, that should be okay.
Yeah. I mean, see, I don't know. I just always feel like I know when I go out, I'm going to be socialized and I'm going to be da-da-da-da. But I also know I've had moments where I feel like I don't be feeling like being fucking bothered, but I just stay in the house. Like,
yeah,
I just stay the fucking in the house. Like, I don't even bother to come out. So it's like, it's just.
But have you ever had a situation where it changed? Like, something happens on a way to the function or whatever, where it's like, man, I don't even want to do this no more because something happened that blew you. Maybe it's the person that you with, maybe it's a circumstance, y'all got into, like, I don't know, accident, or like, you know, certain things can happen on your way to said function. Because I've definitely experienced that before.
I know. And I don't even think it has to involve a function, right? Like, certain shit can just happen that just blows you. Your energy is off all day. Like, I get it, but isolate yourself. Stay, you know what I mean? Take your ass back home. Like, don't continue to go to the function if you fucking off, you know what I mean? Like, so I've never been in a situation where I feel like I'm on the way to something and, like, you know, an incident happens. Like, I will say, like, I've had friends who are like notoriously late. You know what I mean? And like, and I ain't talking, like, I used to hang out with this. Listen, I ain't talking about like 10, 15 minutes. I'm talking about 1, 2, 3 hours late to an event. Lord. Like, I think one time I went to this event with this girl and it started at 7 and it ended at midnight and she didn't get there till like 11. Literally, like, girl, like, that fucking late. Then when she got there, she seemed to be on her phone. And I was like, yo, I will never hang out with this girl again. And I have never hung out with that girl again. Like, nah, fuck that shit. Like,
that's nuts.
Mm-mm. So I do, like, and I get those moments of, like, where, and I don't know, and it's even just like when you're in the midst of it, you just, you know, look at the person and they looking at you, or, like, you know, they trying to give you the look, and you like, what the fuck is, like, what's the issue? Like, what the fuck is it? Like, girl, go get a drink, go fucking blow a balloon or something. Like, what is it? Why do you want to sit here? Like, I'm serious. It's like, why do you want to sit here and exchange looks with each other? Like, I don't want to do that shit. Like, go enjoy. And I instantly always be thinking, like, yo, I should have rolled by myself. Like, I feel like in the past few weeks, I've had moments where I've been like, damn, I should have pulled up to this shit by myself. And that's why people always be like, bring your friends out, bring your homegirls. No, you get me. It's just me coming. That's it.
Dang, you've been burned too many times.
Nah, because I just know, like, I know I'm going to have good energy. You know what I mean? I know that I'm going to go enjoy myself. I'm going to, you know, fucking make the most of it. I'll fucking pivot, you know, if it's not what I want it to be. But I know I'm going to have good energy. So I just like to be on my own time, basically. I don't want to be on nobody else's fucking time. So like I said, I'm going to this Halloween party, and I'm just hoping people just come with good energy and have fun. I don't want to get to this event and it's like, oh, it's no niggas here. It's just blah, 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 blah. Who gives a fuck?
Yo, let's drink, that party, is, and we shake too our old ass. For that. We are too, like, old for that.
Who gives a fuck? Don't give a damn if.
How do you, like, overcome, like, when the people that you with, they got bad energy, but they already out with you. Right, y'all already out. They got bad energy. So then, what you doing?
I usually distance myself from them. That's what I usually do. I usually distance myself. I'll go make new friends. I'll fucking, you know what I mean, go way on the other side of the goddamn event or some shit and have the time of my life. That's my course of action. I usually distance. I'll come back, check in every couple hours, but for the most part, I'd be the fuck out. I'd be way on the other side of town.
Damn.
Call me if you need me. It's like, I mean, yeah, it's like that. Like, that's really, if I'm already out with you, and if it's a type of thing where, like, we drove together, I always definitely offer, like, yo, you know, you don't got to be here. You can go home. Like, you know, like, you could definitely go home.
You say that unsolicited, because that would feel a way like, well, damn, do you want me to go? Like,
no, but if you're going to sit here and pout and have a bad attitude, go away. The fuck? Like, go do that shit in your private time. What do you need to be over here in front of all these people? Fucking being a Sour Patch Kid. Go the fuck home. Go home. Go back to the room. Go somewhere else.
Damn. Okay.
So, I mean, that's just how I feel, because I feel like at that time, like, I don't want my energy to affect other people. And I think people are not aware that it does. Even if you don't want it to, it does. Like, if you roll to a group with some people and people is feeling some type of way, that shit gonna affect the whole fucking group. Because now we got to sit here and deal with it, figure out what your problems is. I don't got time for that shit. Especially when it's some shit I paid for. If I just spent my money on this shit, oh no, bitch. I'm about to get every goddamn dollar of this goddamn event. So
I'm gonna get mine. If you listen, don't get yours, that's all.
So I don't got time for you to be over here motherfucking being sour and all that shit. Like, hell no, nah, I just spent a nice little rack on this. Go away. Go away. And it's just like, I always just question if people are even aware of their energy.
I don't think so. I don't think so. That's what I'm like, and I sometimes think that there are people that are just like innately like negative. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, they just have bad
energy. I think we talked about that on like the hater shit, right? Like,
yeah,
how people are just that's just how they are. Like, yeah, I definitely think, like, I feel like in the past couple of weeks I've been told like multiple times that I have good energy. So I feel like having good energy is a top tier quality, y'all.
How do you cultivate good energy, though? Like, what do you practice, you know, gratitude? Do you meditate?
I think for me, like, I think for me, for one, I'm just like literally myself. I feel like the same way I am on this podcast is the same way like I am in real life. Like, when I see my friends, I'm like, hi, pumpkin, let me see you. God, I haven't seen you. Turn around. Let me see you. Like, I'm the same fucking type of way. So I feel like with people I like and I love, like, I'm just warm to them. You know what I mean? Like, And I'm just there to just enjoy myself. Like, I don't give a fuck about all the other bullshit, bitch. Like, I'm here to just enjoy myself. And I do think sometimes, you know, you could just be in a bad mood. You could have a little sad. And I think the only thing I will say, the only thing that annoys me, though, is like when I am, because people always expect me to be like on and to be hyper and to be like, ah, like when I'm just on some chill shit and people constantly ask me what's wrong, that annoys me. That throws my energy off because I'd be ready to be like, bitch, leave me alone. Like, I just can't.
Why does that annoy you?
Because they always think something's wrong. And I'm like, it's nothing wrong with me. I just can't sit and just chill. Like, I got to always be fucking, you know, a fucking jiving for you. Like, I got to, you know. Yeah. Dance, like, monkey, no, I know. Right. That's how I'll be feeling. Like, I got to always be a goddamn minstrel show for these motherfuckers. But sometimes you just be chilling. Like, the time does not call for me to get up, you know, and be extra, especially if I don't want to be extra with you because I don't really, you know. The jury's still out on you, but that's the only time that really annoys me and throws my energy off. But apart from sleeping, but again, I try not to even go to those type of places. So
I think I just sometimes I just catch bad moods. I think I'm an empath, so like
I think so. I think you have to be.
People like just can really just mess me up sometimes. And I'm just like not in it, like not.
And I wonder. But I feel like, I wonder if empaths feel this people's energy the most. Like, because I be feeling like that too, because I feel like I can feel people's, not like people's pain, but like, I feel like when people I feel something, I can feel that too, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I could feel their energy. So I wonder if in order to feel energy, you have to be an empath. No.
I don't think so. Like, because of the fact that energy is contagious, I feel like this gonna sound real like spiritual, but come with me, y'all. But the fact that it's contagious and it's like another way for us to communicate, like non-verbally, I don't think that you necessarily have to be an empath to feel people's energy.
Yeah, but energy is important though, right? Because just a picture, if you go to a club and like a DJ trying to hype people up and nobody's feeling that shit, like that shit is dead. Yeah. Like it's dead. You know what I mean? Like people need fucking energy. People need to feed off your energy in order to not, I guess, figure out where they stand or what's going to happen, but it's just needed. And I just think people need to fucking be more cognizant of their own energy. And I guess maybe it's hard. I guess you don't know what your energy is going to be like until you get in certain situations. Right?
Yeah. Like, I definitely feel like it could be a wild card, but kind of to your point, like you are also in control of like how you respond to things and like you can like shift your energy. I don't know how all to do that sometimes. I feel like it's a lot of work, but I do think that we have the ability to shift our energy when, you know, things happen to kind of throw us off course.
But see, is that the same? So is there different levels to this energy shit? Because we're saying there's like, there's energy when you go out with people and then there's energy of just like mental of having like a bad day or, you know, thinking positive, whatever the case may be. Like, are those the same type of energy? Because I feel like it's not. Like, I guess maybe, I mean, maybe energy is a mental game, but I don't know if it's the same. Because if we're going out to the club and you got bad energy, like, and nothing has happened to you all day, you know what I mean? You just got bad energy just because that's what you're choosing right now. Then what?
I think it starts with your spirit, but I think it starts with your spirit, but I think that your mind can influence your spirit, if that makes sense. Like, I think you can think yourself into feeling better.
Yeah, you can think or you can drink.
Either or. Sure.
Either or.
Sure.
Mm-hmm, honey. Yeah, that's just, yeah, I don't know. I just always try to have good energy. But I have been in some situations these past week where I've just been looking at people like, yo, what the fuck is this about? like, what are we doing here? Like, I'm
like, can you give examples or will it be too?
Nah, I mean, I think it's just been a kind of the same reoccurring event of like going places with people and then people getting to these said places and just acting weird. You know what I mean? Like acting weird, being low or like not having fun or just being, you know, combative. And it's like, why are we doing that? Why are we doing that? We've been locked in the house for a fucking year, my nigga. Right now, we should be outside running fucking butt naked through the fucking sprinklers. Like, what is the issue? Like, there is no issue. There can't be an issue.
Why do you have, are you to say that somebody is not having fun?
Because it's different. I'm telling you, it's different. Like, it's different. It's different when you're literally talking to this person and you're like, yo, what's the issue? And they're like, da-da-da-da-da-da. And it's just like, all of this shit is fucking stupid. Like, this is what you want to sit over here and be upset about over some stupid fucking shit? Like, who gives a fuck about any of that? Like, it's just a different type of energy. It's not the type of energy where I can tell, like, you're just chilling. Like, because, for instance, I have friends who, like, I go out with. And they're not like me. So I know they're not going to be up. They're not going to be dancing, blah, 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 blah. They're more so the type that's just going to chill with their drink and just watch people. But I know they're cool. You know what I mean? I know I don't have to be like, oh, you want to do blah, 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 blah. But then I got people who I go out with and they don't want to drink. They don't want to, you know, they just want to sit and just look on their phone or just look, you know, with their fucking hand and they face in their hand looking mad.
You
like,
still mad about this?
Like, listen, because I'm sounding like it's just a difference. I feel like you could tell when somebody is just chilling, you know, and just chilling and but still having a good time, you know, versus somebody who was just fucking being a Sour Patch Kid. It's just a clear difference. And you could feel it. Like, you honestly could feel it. Like, I know. And I think, too, like, you know, if the reason is valid, okay, I get it. You know what I mean? Like, if somebody did some shit to you that threw your energy off, I get it. But if you over here fucking tripping over some goddamn insecurities or goddamn some niggas who ain't around us, some motherfucking shit that happened 2 weeks ago that's just, you know, you just thought of, girl, ain't nobody got time for that shit. I mean, think about that shit tomorrow.
That's easier said than done. Like, I feel you, but it's also like something like an insecurity or relationship issue, like,
nah, fuck that
shit. That stuff runs deep.
Fuck that shit, man. Deal with that shit tomorrow. You was having them goddamn relationship insecurity issues before you got to this goddamn party. So you shouldn't have came if you knew they was gonna be an issue. You should have stayed your monkey ass at home.
Damn.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, because now you're jeopardizing everybody else's fun because you want to sit here and be a fucking Sour Patch Kid, like, over some stupid shit that ain't nobody even worried about. Now, I understand insecurities. I understand that, you know, everybody, it's minor shit to shit that I don't give a fuck about, maybe the world to you. So I understand that, but it ain't going to be the world on my watch, baby. Stay the fuck home. Damn it. Because you're not going to be out here. Yeah, you're not going to be out here with bad energy. Like, and I try not to have bad energy. And I don't really think I have, like, any reason to really have bad energy these days. Because, like, I'm not around anybody who really exhausts me. And that's another thing. People who fucking drain you, exhaust you. Woo!
That's the worst.
Woo, like, child.
When you know.
And this could be friendship or platonic. Because I didn't have friends who I feel like are draining.
Absolutely.
Draining.
Same.
Makita, like, is draining, you guys.
No, I am not.
Makita drains. She drains me. You know all the bullshit that I have, all these text messages and stuff that I have to deal with from her? It's exhausting.
Okay. Well, you'll never hear from me again.
You guys believe me. I know you guys believe me.
I know I probably can be draining. I definitely think that I have my moments. I think we all do. Like, we're just like, all right, Joe, like, please stop.
Oh, leave, I know. I'm shut draining. Up. I'm absolutely draining.
Absolutely. It's like,
oh yeah, for sure. Absolutely. No, I am. I'd be like, Makita, I haven't talked to you in a couple days. And
let me tell y'all how she was like, I feel like we haven't talked. I was like, oh, well, let's set up a date. No, it's fine. I'm like,
because I didn't want to talk. I just wanted to let you know that I hadn't talked to you in a couple days and I ain't like it. And I just feeling like if you got some beef with me, then you need to let me know what the beef is. because ain't no reason why it's been 3 weeks and I ain't heard from you.
But it hadn't been.
I understand, but it still felt like
it was crazy. People are dreaming.
I know, right?
That's a
it's only funny. It's like because we do text frequently and then we like DM each other frequently. And it's sometimes like we'll be doing both at the same time. So we'll literally be having a text conversation about one thing and then DM each other about the next. Like,
yeah, it's, so they'd be totally different conversations. Like, yeah, what is even happening?
It'd be a lot, but nah, people are draining, people are exhausting. I've literally had to like make conscious decisions of like not talking to people, of not, you know, responding back to people, because I don't got time. Every time I talk to you, it's a fucking war story. Like, man, I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear that. And again, energy is contagious. So
yeah,
you know, fucking, I'm gonna be.
You
gotta
protect
like,
yourself first. Like, you come first.
Yeah. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear about all the issues that you've been having and how you hate this, how you hate that. Woo. That curry chicken just came up.
Oh, the acid reflux.
I don't
want to
hear that shit. Oh, yeah. I know. I'm going to have to get some Tums. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a grandma. But yeah, that's the worst though too. Fucking draining. Just everything is just draining. Everything is just, it's just energy, energy. But I will say that I'm just very grateful that people tell me I have good energy, and I try to be very warm. Unless I don't like you, like if it's confirmed that I don't like you, or if I get a bad type of vibe from you, then you don't get my good energy. But you know,
and I think that's, well, I try to give everyone the same amount of energy, not the same amount, but I try to give everybody good vibes, like unless you've like done something to me. But even then, it's mm-hmm. like I'm not around you. Like, there's no need for me to be around you if you've like caused me or my loved ones harm. Mm-mm, I'm not that.
Or just any type of discomfort, or if you're just fucking annoying as hell, y'all. So out there, don't be out there like always fucking calling your friends about the same goddamn issue every day, talking about the same shit, stressing them out, just being annoying. Like, don't do that.
Yeah,
shit.
If you're
like,
not
be,
if you're
be
not willing
mindful.
To make changes, like,
yeah, be no. I just feel like people have to be mindful though of like, I don't feel like listening to your shit. I don't feel like dealing with your shit. I don't feel like you draining me of fucking energy. Like, I don't feel like any of that. I don't fucking want it. Leave me alone. And then also be mindful of if you go out to somewhere, like you have the power to say no to shit. If people invite you to something, you have the power to say no, and you have the power to change your mind.
But
you
know then,
what I mean? If you feel like,
but then like sometimes people get offended. Like, why don't you want to come? And then they don't ever invite you out again. So it's like a catch.
Well, that's
22.
The risk that you got to take. That's the risk you got to take, because what the fuck, what you gonna do when you just gonna go and have bad energy and sit there and look like a fucking bump on a log? What is actually a bump on a log? Oh, it's actually a bump. But then, oh, maybe because the bump will stick out on the log,
I guess. So
like a sore thumb, is that why we say a bump on a log?
We don't say that.
Who you don't say bump? People don't say that. People say bump on a log.
No, yeah, I'm just saying I don't say that.
Yeah, yeah.
The phrase like a bump on a log usually describes someone who is greatly inactive. This inactivity may be due to being shy, being lazy, or being stupid. The phrase like a bump on a log is not found in most dictionaries. Comparing someone to a bump on a log is an insult, as it implies that the person is dull or lazy.
Ooh. So basically they have bad energy. So we win. Especially what a bump on a log is, just you have fucking bad energy, you're boring. Like, don't be a boring hoe. Be a fun hoe.
That is the moral of the story.
That's for real. That bitch your ex for reason now. I don't know why that song is stuck in my head.
Me either.
It's not even a good song. I feel like, I guess people did let people it's not a good song because JT's on it, but yeah.
Wait, is that Summer Walker song?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like the beat of it. It's weird.
Yeah, it's real fast. It's not terrible though, but yeah, she needs to hurry up and come out with a new single expeditiously.
Expeditiously.
Because I think you know what's so funny is I love the energy of music in the fall. I feel like it's such like so comforting. Like when people release music in the fall, I feel like Drake makes good fall albums. Who else have I been listening to that had a good fall album? It's just like, I don't know, it's like a certain type of just like a vibe type of music, you know? That's like the energy of it. It's like vibing.
You know who I feel like had a good fall album? The person that you used to call your soulmate back in the day.
Ty Ty?
No. Who else?
Bryson Tiller. Jordan. Oh, Bryson Tiller. Did I used to call? Oh, I've had a lot of soulmates.
I know. That's why no one believes you.
Like, yeah, I know. It's hard to keep up. Yeah. He does. Yes, he does. I feel like his first album that he came out with, that's a vibe. That's a good fall type of album. There's another album that I've been listening to that I was just kind of like, yo, this whole shit is just so like, so comforting. You know what I mean? Like, so comforting, so calm. It just makes you want to light a candle and, you know, clean your house up and shit. Or just lay down and watch a movie.
Or like, you know, snuggle up with your boo.
Yeah. Pop pussy on a handstand, beat a hoe up.
All of that.
Yep. Cook some fried chicken. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
How did we get here?
I don't know. We segued off a lot of this shit because I'm just over it. And again, I'll give you guys an update to let you guys know how the Halloween party went. I do think the Halloween party is going to be fun. I went to this particular like host party in the summertime and it was a fucking blast. I went by myself and I had a great time. So hopefully my Halloween costume, everything works out. Hopefully my friends come and everybody just, you know, it's a vibe. I'm going to get some drinks, some food, try to, you know, whatever, usher in my birthday. And then my other friend's birthday is this week though too, but yes, my birthday is coming up, you guys.
Come on, Scorpio season.
Just letting you know, Scorpio season did just happen. And also I want to say Howard, you need to get their fucking dorms together because people should not be living in mold with rats and all that shit. Y'all got too much goddamn money to be out here acting like Section 8. Okay.
It's trifling, and the dorm's been in a bad way since, yeah.
And you lived on campus all 4 years?
No, just the first two.
Oh, just the first two, yeah. People outside protesting and stuff. I know it was homecoming this past week, so people was down there.
Like, look at this duality, like protesting and then turn up at the same damn time.
Right, because I got a place, I guess there's like one of my friends went to go like, donate some food to, I guess, Tent City or whatever. Give some, like, water and supplies to them. So,
that's what's up.
I think they, like, threatened to expel the people, right?
I'm sorry? Oh, really? I didn't know that.
I thought that's what I heard on the thing, on the news. There was, like, a couple who graduated from Howard who just donated, like, $5 million, I feel like. But they were, like, threatening to expel people, I thought. They didn't stop. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, being led by a Black girl, right? Young Black girl.
Yeah, I do know that there's a young Black woman that's helping lead the charge. And
yeah, Howard needs to get it together. Howard needs to get it together because y'all get a lot of goddamn money. Y'all supposed to be the Mecca and y'all got people living like they in the goddamn ghetto. Like,
Yeah, it's trifling.
That's so trifling. Where's all this money? You know where all that money is going to? To that boy.
That boy,
financial aid.
What was his name? I want to say his name was Tyrone
or some shit. Yeah. Something like that. He probably skirted off a child. But whatever happened to that case? I think he sued and he won, though, right? Or some shit.
Oh, I don't know. I don't watch the news. I don't keep up with stuff. I'm telling you right now.
Y'all don't got like an alumni blast or like group chat or...
The thing about... Yeah, we do have an alumni group chat and all of that, but I don't be looking at it like that.
So I don't know. Anybody out there who is thinking about going to Howard, you don't have to be subjected to those living conditions. You can come to Morgan where we treat you right and with dignity. And you'll have a nice apartment. I'm sure there's also
bullshit going on at Morgan.
Oh, but we don't have rat and mold.
It's not like that in every single dorm. Like, mm-hmm. Look, y'all, choose your school wisely, but know that all of them have issues. Oh my God.
Yo, my cousin is like excessive. Like, she will call me back to fucking back. If you don't answer the phone. Like, girl, I just text her like, I'm busy, what's up? Like, golly. She just keep calling. Whew, child. Now. Anyway, sorry. Anyway,
you good.
Let's wrap this up.
Yeah, like, I think it's time for the last
bite. The last bite for you.
Thank you so much. Did you want to take the last bite?
You know, I do got something to say. This is what I want to say because it's been in my heart.
I'm nervous. Okay.
No, this is what I want to say. Like, I don't know what's up with like these non-affectionate people are just women in the world, but I want y'all to stop that shit because I didn't realize that there were people who were not affectionate. And let me just clarify. I understand that you can be not into PDA, but you can still be affectionate behind closed doors. But I think that shit is weird. And maybe because I'm motherfucking Velcro, but and maybe I'm just because like I'm touchy-feely and I just be all over just like my friends and just everybody. I mean, you know what I mean? Whatever. Maybe that's just my thing, but it's weird when I see like couples who just like you wouldn't even know they were together. You know what I mean? Like if I'm out with my nigga, you gonna know we together. If there's a fucking couch, I ain't sitting on the couch. I'm sitting on this nigga.
Oh my God.
Okay, like this is my nigga. I'm gonna touch him. I'm holding him. You need to act like you like the nigga. I'm so confused with these people. I did not know it was a thing. I did not know that people were not like affectionate. If you're gonna love me privately and publicly. You know what I mean? Now it don't gotta be OD. We don't gotta be in the corner making out, kissing, but it's just so confusing that like y'all not affectionate. And I don't know. I wanted to stop. And I realized that a lot of people didn't have like affectionate parents and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's where it starts.
Mm-hmm. And that's where it starts, right? Because I feel like I've dated somebody who I used to always tell my mom, like when we go into public and I'll try to do anything public with him, he'll be like, oh my God, this is so weird. And my mom would be like, well, how do his parents act? So one day I just observed his parents and I was like, yo, his parents act like fucking homies. Like they act like friends. Mm-hmm. Like I ain't never see him hug, kiss, like none of that shit. You know what I mean? Which is weird to me. So I don't like it. And I wanted to stop. I just feel like, why can't you just love and be loved? And I also, my last little, you know, shit is, I know that like people talk about the love languages and I get it, right? And I know that the way you show love and the way you receive love is not necessarily the same way. You know what I mean? Like, I get it, right? So for me, like the way that I show love is like, I'm a throw it in a bag type of bitch. Like I be tricking off on people that I love. You know what I mean? If you my boo, I'm going to trick off on you. You know what I mean? I'm buy that goddamn PlayStation 5. I'm going to trick off on you. That's how I show my love, right? But how I receive my love is like, or how I accept the love or whatever the fucking thing is like, words of affirmation or fucking quality time. Those are like my things. But when I'm giving love, it's like acts of service. And probably physical touch because I be touching people all the time. But I want y'all to want to be loved publicly and privately. And
however you, but however you receive it, like if it's not affection, that is also okay.
It's not okay. It's not fucking okay. And it needs to fucking stop. If this is your man, you need to be in public grabbing dick.
No, you don't. And please don't. Please don't.
Who y'all want to listen to? Who y'all want to listen to? Me or Makita? Because I know what I'm talking about.
If y'all have ever seen Monica out grabbing dick, please email us. chickensixdegrees@gmail.com.
I'm just saying.
She's trying to send y'all off, and I'm not.
I'm trying to get y'all to go to jail. For exactly. Fucking, indecent. What is it? Public Olympics or whatever. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I just didn't know it was a thing. And I realized now that, like, when I'm around people, I've been watching it more because, you know, I've experienced, you know, people who are not, like, who are affectionate, but then in public, like, I dated this one guy, you know, and we had went to this one place together, and I like went to kiss him, and he was just kind of like, whoa, what's happening? You know, like, what's happening? And I'm just like, to me, it's natural.
Yeah.
Like, it's natural to me.
I'm about to kiss you.
Yeah, but like, it's natural, but I realize that it's not natural to everybody. Like, everybody's not used to that. And I think maybe because I have a mother who's very loving, very touchy and feeling, no, she was a crackhead, y'all. She was a crackhead. But, you know, she was very touchy, feely, very lovey, very like, oh my God, I love you. To this day, I can call her and she'll be like, I love you so much. Oh my God, you're so beautiful. Oh my God, I love you. Oh my God, hey, my little pumpkin sugar dump, blah, 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 blah. Like, that's just how she is. You know what I mean? So I feel like that's where I get it from, because I grew up with a mom who was very loving, expressed her love and all of that shit. So I think I have a hard time when people are not like that, because I'm just like, who taught you to be a different
way? Yeah.
Yes. It's fucking Mowgli. What's the goddamn Jungle Book people's name? Like, yeah, it's Mowgli. I don't understand. Like, who raised you to just not to want to be loved? And I don't know. And I know it's a thing. I know it is a thing. And I know people have their own battles. People, you know, been working through it. And, you know, I know people show love through other things, that people are not comfortable, but I want y'all to be comfortable with y'all partners. Like, be comfortable. You don't gotta touch your friends, but I'm always gonna fucking hug Makita, and you know, I'm gonna rub her back and be like, honey, you look beautiful today, send me pictures of you. Like, you know, I'm always gonna be like that, but y'all don't have to be like that. But with y'all partners, like, these are people who see you naked, you know what I mean? Y'all be sucking their dick, like, y'all be, you know, putting y'all face in their vagina. Like, what you mean we can't hold hands in public?
You are. Some people don't like holding hands because their hands get sweaty.
But you want to, but you gonna suck their dick?
Yeah, because your hands don't get sweaty when you're doing that.
Child, if I'm gonna suck your dick, I'm gonna be in public kissing on you. I don't understand it.
I think I understand what you're saying, but I think there's balance. Like,
ain't no balance, child. Just sit on that thing.
On that note, we're going to head out. Thank you so much for rocking with us one more time, one more again. Please keep up with us on the socials. Follow us on Twitter at Chicken Sex Degrees. No I, no E in chicken. As Chicken Sex Degrees on Twitter. Also on Instagram at Chicken Sex Degrees. And like, rate, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, we talked about emailing us. If you want to email us, sure. chickensexdegrees@gmail.com. You can also DM us, write us, tell us whatever you want to tell us, and we will talk back. Period, poo. I'm Makita.
I'm Monica.
Bye, y'all.
Peace out.